Sharon, in what ways were these particular groups of young people finding these transitions harder than, say, young people making those transitions anyway at those critical times?
Certainly for young people with learning difficulties, a lot of young people don't read or write, don't have verbal communication. Young people simply didn't know what was available, who would be available to support them through the transitions process. And actually, there was a whole minefield of people having to go to different teams for different support systems, really. It's not a single transition for a lot of young people. There may be up to three different transitions throughout a young person's move from children's into adulthood.
Can you give me an example?
We've got a young man who was receiving some service from our colleagues in the disabled children's team, and that was just in terms of respite to have a break away from his family. He's a young man with Down syndrome who was in a special education school who had some verbal communication, although he is difficult to understand. So you need to really take the time to listen, and doesn't have any literacy skills, but, you know, very clear ideas about actually what he wanted. When he was 13, he entered year 9 in school and began to have transition reviews. So they are annual reviews where he begins to talk about and plan for his future as he's preparing to leave school. At the year 9 review, one of the connections workers from the team attended that review. So he already became known to the team. He already had a known face and a known worker linked to the team. Also, at that point, we take out a pack for parents and carers so that parents and carers become very aware of who the team is, what the different roles within the team are, and who to contact if they've got any questions, and also the sorts of service provisions that may be available. That same information is obviously given in an accessible format to the young person. The young person continued to have annual reviews. And then 6 months prior to their 18th birthday, they were allocated an adult care social worker who then went out, met them and began to look at the transitions planning and process. Our information and advice worker was also available and made sure that the young person had access to lots of different information, because they were particularly interested in youth groups and being able to meet up with other young people. They also had an interest in drama, so we were able to link them with a drama group that they could join.
So where did it go from there?
Working with the social worker and also pivotally with the connections worker, he identified that actually he'd quite like to move away from home, but wanted college provision, but also that college provision that would prepare him for future employment. Funding was actually sought to support him to move out of county into a residential college that provides ongoing training and MVQs for young people to learn skills in catering. So he went there and he got his catering qualifications. And that was his first transition to move away from home into college. We remained involved with him and then began to prepare at the end of 3 years for him to move back from residential college provision into Bristol. He was very clear that he didn't want to move back in with his family, that he wanted to move in with other young people because he'd been used to living in quite a social environment within the residential college. He was very clear, though, that he didn't want to be very far away from his family. So we were able to support him with that and support him with things like making sure his benefits were in place, housing benefit, etc., finding the right premises for him, linking him up with other young people that he may be interested in living with, because obviously that was crucial that he had a say about the other young people that he moved in. We did social evenings for them to get to know one another, decide if they wanted to live together or not. Young people then were able to be involved in having a say about the sort of staff that they wanted to work with. So he's then moved into his own tenancy, which is where he is now, living with other young people, going out socialising, clubbing and pubbing and things like that. But also he's very keen to go on into employment, to utilise his MVQ that he'd got, and he's been supported to find employment and he's now got a part-time job as well, but also quite an active programme so that he's able to access the local drop-ins because he's not working full-time, and leisure facilities in his area.